Tianguis is basically what's considered a pop-up outdoor market. It traces its roots back to the pre-Hispanic times, the times of the Aztecs. It's basically an opportunity where locals can go and find something fresh and something that they can't find in their immediate area. So what happens is vendors travel from town to town and pop up these markets on a given day of the week.
I want to dig even deeper why you decided to use that name and not like mercado or just even market.
We could have called it mercado, we could have called it marqueta, we could have called it, you know, a spin-off of the word market, but we decided to keep it tianguis because when you say the word tianguis to a Mexican, they know what it is. There's no trying to figure out what exactly is going to happen there. They know that you're going to go and you're going to find deals, you're going to find things that you normally don't find in the stores. And so that's why we decided to keep it tianguis. So it is a kind of an education thing where people that don't know about it are going to learn about what it's like Mexican culture. It's like when we say a taste of Mexico, the official title of the event, our food vendors going to sell like authentic food that you're probably going to think is going to taste different than you would find in a typical Mexican restaurant here. And I think the biggest thing is that the people that are going to be vendors, or most of them, are going to be able to speak Spanish or understand it. And the people that are coming speak Spanish mostly or will want to speak Spanish.
Well, I love it. It's really serving two purposes for two cultures and bringing them together for a shared experience.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what it is. And that's exactly what we intended to do, is to bring both of them together and expose both of them to what's going on. And hopefully, you know, things do take time to catch on, especially in Peoria, Illinois. So we're hoping that it will catch on, and that by the end, you know, obviously by the end of the summer, there'll be something that the community will really want to come back, bring back, and hopefully expand and maybe grow from there.
So how many vendors have applied, and are there any spaces open?
There are spaces open, and we are looking for more vendors, especially with a variety of vendors. We're looking for people that have like talents, like arts and crafts, especially, and then services that aren't often offered, especially in the Spanish language. And let me give you an example. I have a friend that says she would like to teach people how to coupon in Spanish. And I'm like, I never thought of that. Show them, you know, this is what it means when you go to Target. You can use 4 coupons. So it's an opportunity or a service that the Hispanic community could use, especially in their own language. I think the people who are signed up are really excited about what's happening. And the people that aren't signed up yet, they're like, okay, this is new. I don't know what it's like. I'm going to figure it out first, feel it out, and see if it's something I want to invest in. I mean, and even though a booth space is only $20 for a 10x10, I think people are still like, okay, what's this going to be about? But we're going to show them that with the location of the space in the warehouse district, and it's on a corner spot, you know, that people are going to see it and they're going to want to come. And with the authenticity of the event, I think it's going to attract a lot of people.
Cesar, as a Mexican-American, what are you most excited about seeing or tasting or experiencing this weekend?
What am I most excited? Okay. I think people see that the Hispanic population is really growing in Peoria, but we really never talk about it. You know, it's never really talked about like on a daily like basis, like, you know, wow, the Hispanics, you know, it's really growing. And there really isn't a place for us to say we can come together and say, oh, this is where you would find them on a Saturday morning, having coffee, mingling with other people, you know. So I think it's going to be really, really neat and fun to see that on Saturday morning. And especially because my brother, who owns the property, which is where we're renting it from him to do this event, it's like a milestone or achievement where that, you know, he was born and raised here and he bought a property and he's doing it to attract the Hispanic community. Everything that's going to be offered in that space that he has is going to have a Hispanic or Latin theme to it. And even though his launch date isn't set until later in the year, you know, we're hopefully going to attract people and, you know, it's like education. Show them that we're here. Show them that we're growing. Show them what we offer. And then hopefully in the future, continue growing. Ojalá.
Well, Cesar, muchas gracias por hablar conmigo. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Gracias a ti.
Gotta get out, gotta get out, gotta get out.